Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. You've heard a lot about the Pentagon's unmanned surveillance aircraft, you know, drones. They're a major part of modern U.S. military strategy. But a report in today's Wall Street Journal says militants have been hacking into the drones' video feeds. The World's Alex Galifant has the story.
Siobhan Gorman is one of the authors of the Wall Street Journal story. She traces its beginnings to December of last year in Iraq. U.S. military forces picked up a Shiite militant along with his laptop.
And discovered that on his laptop were downloaded drone feeds, drone video feeds from U.S. Predator aircraft. And so they got somewhat concerned and alerted the Secretary of Defense, and he asked his top intelligence official to look into it. His top intelligence official looked into it and decided that, yes, this was indeed a problem that they needed to address.
So they got working on it. But in July this year, according to Gorman's sources, American soldiers picked up some more militants in Iraq and some more laptops. They too had downloaded video streams from drones, and it looked like they'd been sharing them with other militant groups.
This is no joke. This is absolutely no joke.
Noah Shachman blogs on defense and intelligence issues for Wired magazine.
Unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, have played a huge part in both the counterinsurgencies in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're playing a huge role in the U.S. secret war in Pakistan. And to find out that they've been compromised, that you can tap into these drones, that you can see what these eyes in the skies can see, that's really rather shocking.
Indeed, you might think that hacking a U.S. military Predator drone's video feed would be one of the harder things to do in the world. Apparently not. Here's Siobhan Gorman again.
The vulnerability, which is really just an unprotected communications link between the drone itself and ground control, has been a vulnerability that's been known since the Bosnian campaign in the 1990s. It was just that the military didn't think that anybody would be able to take advantage of that, so they didn't do anything to protect it.
Times change. Back in the 90s, you couldn't pick up $30 software that would allow you to intercept information using just a laptop and a portable satellite dish. Now you can. It's called Skygrabber, and it was built by developers in Russia.
For pirating movies and things like that.
It's a lot like the video equivalent of sitting at your home and using one of those police scanners to listen in on.
Peter Singer is the author of Wired for War, a book about the future of warfare.
Now, just like that, you're seeing footage, and that footage would be pretty useless to you unless it was footage of, say, a compound with a station wagon parked in front of it, and you look out front your window and you see, hold it, there's a station wagon parked in front of our compound. You, the insurgents, would know that they're coming after you.
Insurgents gathering video from the drones is bad enough, but Noah Shachman worries about what could happen next.
If they can really be tapped into, that might mean that they can also be spoofed, that they can be changed around, just like you add special effects to a TV show or a movie. And if that information starts to become untrusted, that's really the nightmare scenario for Pentagon security experts.
In other words, if the information's not trustworthy, it's not useful. Military commanders need to know that the pictures coming in from the drones are the real thing. It's thought that so far no drone has been interfered with by insurgents on the ground, but it's the thought that counts.
And so there's a tremendous amount of money and effort put into what's called information assurance. Well, this has just blown a huge hole in that.
Today, the Pentagon moved to plug that hole. A spokesman described the security breach as, quote, an old issue that was addressed and fixed. That doesn't cut it for Noah Shachman.
I believe that the Pentagon is working hard to repair the software.
Or for Peter Singer.
I'm not overwhelmingly persuaded.
And Singer argues that retrofitting old drones with encryption technology is a less than ideal solution.
The Pentagon's fixes will probably be a lot less effective than the communications that your TV or DVD have right now.
But even if this particular issue with the drones has been fixed effectively, Siobhan Gorman at the Wall Street Journal says it's far from the only problem the Pentagon has to deal with.
Some of the people who I spoke with said that there are still concerns about the ability with other technology that's out there to jam signals, which would then make it difficult or impossible for periods of time to communicate from ground control to the drone. So that's a separate problem and a separate vulnerability that folks are also concerned about.
When the United States and its allies invaded Iraq in 2003, only a handful of drones were in the air. Now, according to author Peter Singer, The U.S. military uses over 7,000 in its operations. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.